From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, celebrating 90 years of smiles, memories, wildlife conservation, and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org.
It's 86 degrees in Topeka, 83 here on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 306. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. And we are with you till 7 o'clock tonight here on All Things Considered. In the next 30 minutes, remembering Hurricane Charley about 20 years ago, a major hurricane that caught most people off guard. We'll talk more about the connection between Netanyahu, Hamas, and Hezbollah. And don't forget, news headlines coming up in just a few minutes. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Crystal Bridges and their new Knowing the West exhibit, which explores new perspectives on the American West. Open now through January 27th. Tickets at crystalbridges.org/knowingthewest.
Classical music coming your way tonight following All Things Considered. On your KPR One stations, we have Destiny as your host. Instrumental opera classics featured tonight, plus some music from Franck and Frank. You say tomato, I say tomato. We'll find out how Destiny says it all coming up tonight on KPR 1, 7 to 9 p.m. If you're joining us on KPR 2, stick around for the Moth Radio Hour at 7 o'clock. It's 3:20. Join us tomorrow morning, beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and Jay Schaefer will be your hosts.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry, with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
News headlines coming up next. Mostly clear skies tonight. Lows in the mid-50s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. It is 3:30.
Danielle Pryor in Orlando.
This is NPR News in Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The University of Kansas is investigating after one of its instructors appeared to advocate violence against men who refused to vote for a woman for president. A video of the statements began circulating today on social media. In it, instructor Philip Locock tells a class that some men won't vote for a woman because they don't think women are smart enough to be president.
We could line all those guys up and shoot them. They clearly don't understand the way the world works.
He then says, perhaps jokingly, to cut those remarks from the lesson recording. KU confirmed Locock was the instructor in the video, which was taken earlier this semester. He's now on administrative leave. Locock works in the Department of Health, Sport, and Exercise Sciences. KU says he apologizes for the remarks. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has appointed a longtime Democratic lawmaker to the board that oversees the state's public universities and community colleges. Suzanne Perez has more.
The governor's pick for the Kansas Board of Regents is Kathy Wolf Moore, a close ally of Kelly's who served 12 years as a state representative. Wolf Moore currently works as an external liaison for the University of Kansas Health System and serves on the Wyandotte Economic Development Council. She has a bachelor's degree in social welfare and a master's in social work from the University of Kansas. Regent nominees go before the Kansas Senate for confirmation. If approved, Wolf Moore would succeed Cynthia Lane, who resigned from the board in June. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
New numbers from the Kansas Department of Education show a continued teacher shortage across the state. Public schools are reporting nearly 2,000 vacant jobs this fall. That's about 8% more than this past spring. Most openings are in special education and elementary schools and in rural parts of Kansas. Education Commissioner Randy Watson says a growing number of teachers are leaving the profession before retirement. The largest percentage are those with 5 to 10 years of experience.
This ought to concern us and concern school districts to ask the question, why did so many people leave, and what could we do to reverse that trend?
State education leaders have launched several programs to draw more people to teaching. A new apprenticeship program pays college tuition for some students pursuing education degrees. You're listening to KPR. It's 3:35.
Support for NPR comes from the
Useful Life Hacks every weekday on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m. Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and Jay Schaefer will be your hosts. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. Then we will tell you what we know about Hurricane Milton as it bears down on the west coast of Florida.
We're bracing. We're prepared, but we're bracing for landfall sometime, probably late this evening.
Milton is expected to deliver storm surges of up to 15 feet in some areas. We'll get you an update. Plus, we will talk about foreign policy positions for both Donald Trump and Kamala Harris coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, hosting comedian Lewis Black in Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, the final tour, Saturday, November 2nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
It's 10 minutes before 4.
25th at 7 p.m. at the Lawrence Public Library, a free show by yours truly, Destiny from Evening Classical, playing the violin in the flesh. See you there.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s, highs in the mid-80s tomorrow, lows in the mid-50s tomorrow night, back into the mid-80s for Friday. It's 83 degrees in Lawrence and 86 in Topeka. It's 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the KU Natural History Museum, celebrating National Fossil Day, October 12th at the museum. Learn more about ongoing research and hands-on fossil activities for all ages at biodiversity.ku.edu.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 85 in Emporia. It is 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Crystal Bridges and their new Knowing the West exhibit, which explores new perspectives on the American West. Open now through January 27th. Tickets at crystalbridges.org/knowingthewest.
Coming up in our next half hour, we're going to talk about climate havens. You know, climate change has led some people to move to areas that look to be insulated from the worst of the crisis.
People are looking for places that they can feel safe, and that's a very human response to something that's quite scary.
But as the recent destruction in seemingly safe Western North Carolina demonstrates, there may no longer be any place that's not at risk. We'll look into it coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Yoga Center of Lawrence, providing Lawrence and surrounding communities with yoga instruction by Iyengar yoga instructors since 1999. Class schedule and registration information at yogacenteroflawrence.org.
Fall means it's time for KPR's annual Live Day, featuring classical performances throughout the day by musicians in our studio and at the Lawrence Public Library. And as part of Live Day, KPR's own Destiny Ann Mermagan will be hosting a free concert at the library Friday night, October 25th at 7 p.m. You can get all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s, highs in the mid-80s tomorrow and again on Friday and Saturday, but significantly cooler on Sunday with a high in the upper 60s, lows in the mid-30s by Monday night. It's 4:20.
Support for NPR comes from the station.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 99.5 FM in Manhattan, we're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We just had special coverage of a statement from the Roosevelt Room from President Joe Biden. That's what you can expect here on All Things Considered. One of the reasons we like to bring you news live, you never quite know what's going to happen. In our next 30 minutes, a conversation with a climate reporter about the ways in which climate change is supercharging hurricanes. That story and a whole lot more still to come. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Waldo Folk, a music showcase presenting the mesmerizing harmonies and poignant lyrics of Clay Parker and Jody James. October 9th at 7 at Waldo Pizza in KC. Tickets at waldofolk.com.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the mid-50s, highs in the mid-80s tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, but much cooler on Sunday. Highs topping out in the upper 60s. We're going to have highs in the upper 50s on Monday of next week.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting Kansas City Star lead political reporter Jonathan Shorman for his series Beyond the Ballot, Wednesday, October 23rd, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
It's 84 degrees in Lawrence, 87 in Manhattan, 85 in Emporia.
Support for KPR comes from the Noto Arts and Entertainment District of Topeka, inviting listeners to the Dia de los Muertos Festival on November 1st, featuring the Celebration of Souls exhibit on loan from the Chicago Field Museum. Details at explorenoto.org.
It's 10 minutes before 5 o'clock.
Juice and closer to your vote.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned. Play more All Things Considered. Still to come, we are with you till 7 o'clock tonight. It is 84 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 5 o'clock.
I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Kauffman Foundation, providing access to opportunities that help people achieve financial stability, upward mobility, and economic prosperity regardless of race, gender, or geography. Kauffman.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned for over 50 years, featuring new and used appliances from Maytag, Whirlpool, and more. We've got your back at StonebackAppliance.com.
It's 82 degrees in Lawrence, 84 in Topeka. It is 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Mammoth, presenting a night of live storytelling and music with Professor Greg Jackson of the History That Doesn't Suck podcast, Friday, October 11th at Liberty Hall. Tickets available through Ticketmaster.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines, of course. Then Israel is fighting both Hamas and Hezbollah, while many Israelis remain critical of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Whatever will happen in the war, at the end of the day, he is the one that's responsible for the failure of October 7.
More on these two conflicts and how they relate to Netanyahu's grip on power. We'll also have our wild card feature this week featuring Margaret Atwood. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Taco Zone Catering, your locally owned and operated small business featuring a reimagined menu and expanded catering options for larger parties. Details at thetacozone.com.
As part of KPR's annual Live Day event, we have a special concert for you Friday night, October 25th, a free evening concert by violinist Destiny Ann Mermagan and some of her friends. It's an evening of spooky tales and tunes performed live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR stations. That's Friday night, October 25th at 7 p.m. Get the details at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 5:20.
On the side of the road, and now those things are going to become projectiles.
We bring you the latest on the next morning edition from NPR News.
Join us first thing tomorrow morning for the very latest on Hurricane Milton and more. Morning edition, 5 to 9 a.m. with Michelle Martin, Layla Fadel, and Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Farmers Market every Saturday morning from 7:30 to 11:30 at 824 New Hampshire Street, downtown Lawrence. April through November, rain or shine. Find Lawrence Farmers Market on Facebook for more information.
82 degrees in Lawrence, 86 in Manhattan, 84 in Abilene. It is 5:30.
Person during North Carolina's early voting period, which lasts for about 2 weeks beginning October 17th. Anzila Wong, NPR News.
On Wall Street, the Dow was up 431 points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The University of Kansas is investigating after one of its instructors appeared to advocate violence against men who refused to vote for a woman for president. Daniel Caudill has more.
A video of the remarks is circulating on sciences. KU says he apologizes for the remarks. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Daniel Caudill at the State House.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has appointed a longtime Democratic lawmaker to the board that oversees the state's public universities and community colleges. Suzanne Perez has that story.
The governor's pick for the Kansas Board of Regents is Kathy Wolf Moore, a close ally of Kelly's who served 12 years as a state representative. Wolf Moore currently works as an external liaison for the University of Kansas Health System and serves on the Wyandotte Economic Development Council. She has a bachelor's degree in social welfare and a master's in social work from the University of Kansas. Regent nominees go before the Kansas Senate for confirmation. If approved, Wolf Moore would succeed Cynthia Lane, who resigned from the board in June. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
Drier weather in the fall is not exactly a surprise, but drought and unseasonably warm weather has been lingering in much of the Great Plains and Midwest this autumn. Experts anticipate higher than normal temperatures and dry conditions to remain through mid-October. Daryl Peel, the Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist from Oklahoma State University, says beef producers are concerned that ongoing drought conditions will hurt feed and water supplies for cattle.
going forward, you know, I think it really has to do with producers' expectations. The fact that we're looking very dry right now, the weather forecasts are not very favorable, both short-term and really long-term at this point.
And for producers who are harvesting crops, the dry and warm weather is raising concerns of fire. This is KPR.
Supporting edition from NPR News, we bring you the latest on everything from the presidential race to what interest rates are doing. But we also share stories that take us into other people's lives.
You actually played your horn while they were inside your skull.
Absolutely. Doesn't everybody?
Listen for the unexpected with the news weekdays on Morning Edition.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Your local host will be Jay Schaefer.
This month's KPR Community Spotlights on Cherry Street Youth, an after-school program for students in Chanute. Now in a fundraising challenge to support the program with 100% match, doubling donations through the end of the year. Contributions welcome at cherrystreet.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, the very latest on Hurricane Milton as it bears down on the west coast of Florida. Nina Totenberg reports on arguments at the Supreme Court today. They return to the case of Richard Glossop, who has spent most of the past 25 years on death row in Oklahoma for a murder he says he did not commit. That story and a whole lot more still to come in our next hour of All Things Considered. Lows in the mid-50s tonight, highs in the mid-80s tomorrow. It is 82 degrees in Lawrence and 84 in Abilene. It's 10 minutes before 6.
A network of restaurants, flexible employee lunch programs, and more, all on one platform. Learn more at easycater.com. This is NPR.
Destiny here from Evening Classical, inviting you to my closing show for Live Day. In person at the Lawrence Public Library, free October 25th, 7 p.m. See you there.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR Atchison 89.9, K258BT Manhattan at 99.5, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. It's 81 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 6 o'clock.